Today is the 20th day of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. So yesterday I announced that we now have an Instagram handle and it is at heartofworship_UK. I'm really excited about this. I'm excited about this new movement. I am like, God is just dropping strategies in my heart and I'm just trying to use wisdom to execute them correctly. So guys, please bear with me. But we have a new Instagram page and it is heartofworship_UK. So go ahead and follow that particular page. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 41 verse 4. And it says this: Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am He. Eternal Father, God of mercy and grace, thank you for your faithfulness. You were faithful to your promises to Israel. You were faithful in your promises to send a Messiah. You are faithful to lead and guide us by your Spirit. You will faithfully bring us into your presence at the return of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our stable rock and refuge in times that are so unstable. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so this week we have been looking at having a grateful heart and really thanking God for the things that we may not necessarily thank God for. And today is no different. Today we are going to thank God in the midst of our trials and even in the midst of persecution. So yesterday we looked at thanking God for the people in our lives. And on Monday, I believe we thanked God for the material blessings that He gave us. And today we are going to go ahead and thank God for our trials and the persecutions. I know I keep saying this all week, but the Bible does say we should give thanks in all circumstances. So wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing, I want you to lift up your voice and thank God. You're not going to hear me for the next minute and a half. I just want you to go and thank God. Go before Him right now and thank Him for those trials and persecutions. Go thank Him. So in the midst of that, I want you to thank God for His promises. For His promises to deliver you. For His promises to heal you. For His promises to provide for you. For His promises to shelter you. For His promises to protect you. For His promises to never leave you. Ooh.
have it, oh God. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but you did it, oh God. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it, God. You made a way. You kept your promise and you came through for us. You made a way.
Yeah.
Lord, you made a way. Oh, when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, You made a way. Hey, and we're standing here only because you made.
I know this is our testimony, and I know this is our cry, because when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, I could not have planned this song any better.
But Lord, you made a way. We're standing here only because you made a way. Yes,
you know, we, in the midst of our trials, we've got to learn to thank God, because we know that He has promised to be with us and that He will help us. And we know that in those times, He uses it to draw us closer to Him. So the Bible says in James 1, 2 to 3, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, that whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
Perform miracles, there is nothing,
yeah,
that's impossible. Now we're standing here only because you made, 'cause you moved mountains on your behalf. He caused walls to fall with all power. Perform miracles, and there is nothing,
yeah,
that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way."
You know, when the prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, he got on his knees and he prayed. And he gave thanks to his God. He gave thanks to his God. Daniel 6 verse 10. The Bible commands, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Paul even declared that you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. Colossians 1.
You made a way.
So even when evil men are plotting against you and trying to destroy you, I dare you to get down on one knee. I dare you to get down on your knees and pray. And in that prayer, I want you to give thanks to your God, just as you have done before. The prophet Daniel has already shown us how we do that.
We don't know how, but he did it. He made
away. We don't know how, but you did it, oh God. You made a way. We don't know how, but you did it, oh. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. I don't need to know the details of how he did it. I just trust and believe that he's done it. And in the midst of those trials and in the midst of those persecutions, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we don't just say thank you because we're just saying it for saying it's sake, but Father, we mean thank you because you have promised to help us and you have promised to bring us through. And so, Father, we thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know what trials you may be facing right now, but God does. He loves you and is with you by his Holy Spirit. So I want you to begin to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, even in the midst of your trials and heartaches. Remember that God has given us the greatest gift of all, his Son, who died on the cross and rose again, so that we know that we can run to him and spend eternity with him. So, Father, our prayer this week is we are just coming to you today because we want to sit in your presence, bathe in your beauty, rest in your love, and to simply spend time alone with you. Lord, we do not have any specific prayer to offer you except to say we just want to be with you because we love you. Lord, we just want to flood our minds with the wonder of who you are and to rejoice in your glory and grace. Lord, at times we are overwhelmed by your loving kindness and tender mercies towards us. We don't understand it, but we praise you with all our heart. At times, Lord, we are awestruck to realize that the God of the universe has chosen to take residence in our frail body and that you want to have a close and personal relationship with us, to walk with us in the cool of the evening and to rest in the arms of each other simply because you love us. Words are insignificant to convey the wonder of who you are, and we thank you for being our Savior and form loving us as you do. In Jesus' name, we praise your holy name. Amen, and amen, and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, there are two ways you can reach out to us. So if you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram at JC May, but Heart of Worship now has its own Instagram handle, which is at heartofworship_UK. So heartofworship_UK. Go ahead, go follow, send a message, let us know how this podcast is blessing you. And if you have any testimonies, please, you know, send it via that medium. I'm excited for what God is about to do. I'm excited for where God is taking us, family. And I just want to thank you all for your continued support and your continued prayers. I promise you it does not go unnoticed. And so I just want to thank every single one of you for everything. And so in a couple of days, you're probably going to see about, you're going to be able to sign up and get the new project called Heart of Worship, The Call, which is coming out by the end of April, beginning of May, God willing. And you're going to be able to sign up and get a free physical copy from myself. So watch out for that. And I'm looking forward to serving you in that capacity. The only thing you have to do is pay for postage and packaging. But other than that, the copy of the CD is yours. And so if you are interested in that, please keep your eyes peeled. But until tomorrow, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow one beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you and stay thankful.